This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
You want to see something funny from
yes,
a texter?
Yes, I do want to see something funny.
It
always
says,
want that.
Do not pass gas when it's 30 below. Look at the pictures. You're sold out with ice crystals on the back of your pants.
Nuh-uh.
Look at it.
That is hilarious. So, these are people dressed warmly with, like, with ice crystals right on their crack.
Right.
Is it possible, though, that that's just sort of the steaminess of that area in general? Like, or is it clear that they shot some gas out?
I think it's pretty obvious the way on this one, it looks just like somebody boofed and it froze.
Yeah. Well, that is unfortunate. Sometimes you don't want to hold that in. So here's what you do. If it's 30, negative 30 out. Once you fart, then you just quickly like go like this on your butt. Like,
oh, to make sure the ice crystals don't form?
Just get them off of there. No, you got to get them off of there.
It's in your pants. So what you got to do is drop your pants and then fart and then put your pants back up.
Oh, then pull your pants back up. All right, okay, let's do that.
Chilly.
That is chill. That's a quick. And listen, frostbite sets in quick. So do it real fast.
Drop your pants.
Real quick. Pull them back up.
Pants on the ground. Freezing off your balls with your pants on the ground. Food. Oh, my God, I love it.
Yes.
So good.
I wish I could live without it.
I know you do. I wish I could too, but I just can't. So, Kylie Jenner, as it turns out, loves to eat. But she uses this service called Postmates.
Yeah.
Is this like DoorDash? What is this?
Yeah, basically. Bryn knows a little bit more about it. Do you have a friend that works for it or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they pick up anything you want for it's just like DoorDash, I guess. Mm-hmm. They'll pick up whatever you want from whatever store and bring it to your door.
Not just food?
Oh, they
yeah,
they do
sure
supermarkets
yeah,
too.
Like
and
liquor
yeah,
stores.
She has a lot of, okay. So mm-hmm. it's just like food and beverage items,
right.
Not necessarily, hey, can you go to Sears and get me a Kenmore washing machine? Do they even have I don't know if that's available.
I don't know about that.
But DoorDash only does they'll do
restaurants
and Bevmo or liquor store or whatever.
Oh, they will do a liquor store for you.
To go I do the Instacart when I want someone to pick me groceries up.
Right. Well, she is one of their very best customers.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be, I guess they have a series. It must be an online thing on the Postmates website or something.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Receipt. And they, I guess, talk about what various people get.
It seems like that's some kind of privacy issue going on.
Well, that's because it's a paid endorsement.
Well, she must be participating in it because I agree.
Of course, there's
she
no
would.
Way that they would
right,
continue
Vinny.
To use them if they were selling them out.
Right.
Oh, wait, what? She bought lube and a cucumber?
Right. Hot.
I mean,
whatever would she need that for? She did buy a lone carrot one time.
Oh, my gosh. Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Well, she needed it for a recipe?
She did.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. She says she needed it for her matzo ball soup.
There's carrots in my muffins.
Well, if you had everything but the carrot,
right,
you might
need
a single carrot. So she spends...
I'm sorry, tell me the name of the thing again.
Postmates.
No. The
receipt.
Okay.
Do you remember back when Post Malone bought a bunch of Popeyes and
yeah.
the whole car was full
of... Oh, that was Postmates?
That was Postmates.
Oh, he was giving it to somebody, right? It was
yeah.
like a crew on a
fans.
Video shoot
yeah,
or something.
I can't remember what it was, but there were a bunch of fans just handing out tons of Popeyes.
Makes me want fried chicken so bad.
Yeah, I'm starving.
What a dork. Look at
you
that
guys.
Guy.
Who, Post Malone?
Yeah. Nice bangs, buddy.
I'm looking at her Instagram. She has 103 million followers.
Oh, yeah. she could probably never work another... Well, listen, she could never work another day in her life because she's already worth $1 billion, but she could just post things on her Instagram.
She's one of the ambassadors for Adidas. It looks like she's got her own
kind
of design.
Any,
I don't see the
any affiliation with... Postmates. Anyway, so she's featured. She's going to be featured on their series, The Receipt. And based on her order history, she is one of its top customers. She spends like 10 grand a year on it. They say last year, she placed 186 Postmates orders. Most of her orders were placed around 10 a.m. every other day for a year. Hmm. Her food ranged from a bottle of Don Julio Añejo 1942 tequila to 1 carat, please. She orders from Ralph's, Bristol Farms, Joey Woodland Hills. What the hell's that? And what she orders over and over, cream cheese bagel from the bagel broker, the matcha latte from Cha Cha Matcha, turkey breast and provolone sandwich from Jersey Mike's. That sounds so good.
Does
it? And nice. What's that, dear?
Nothing.
They're doing their show underneath you right now.
Oh, yeah. That always happens. I don't listen to it usually, but sometimes I'm distracted. And here's just, you know, for fun, TMZ posted some pictures of Kylie eating things.
Is Kylie in... Oh, this is Kylie. Okay, so this the older sister...
Kendall.
Is the one that's in trouble for the fire festival?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to actually talk about that. It's going to be one of the big questions tomorrow. If you guys get a chance to watch the fire festival documentary.
So there's one on Hulu, one on Netflix. Yeah, we have to watch them both?
Yeah, we're mainly reviewing the one on Netflix.
Okay. I watched them both and Marcus watched them both.
Oh.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I just watched
Netflix. We have to wait until tomorrow?
Yeah, let's wait until tomorrow.
Well, it's horrible. Most of it was reported, but this is pretty cool behind the scenes and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Right. So they're actually questioning some of the celebrities that did some of the social media posts for this thing.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And
yes.
So you're saying Kendall's, are they actually in trouble or are yes. they just being... What could happen to them?
So the latest report is Kendall Jenner and other top models will to be subpoenaed over the fire festival.
Well, they're just testifying. They're not in trouble.
Right, okay.
Well. It's not their fault. They were hired to do a job, and they probably weren't
Let
even
me
paid.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you've seen both?
I have.
Okay. So when they're talking about this festival from its beginnings, was it a scam from the start, or did it at least start with the best of intentions?
I truly think Ja Rule had the best of intentions. Like, he had this dream, and there was this billionaire genius kid behind it that may have had some wrong intentions and seemed to be scamming the whole time.
But is that the guy who's in trouble for the whole
thing? Billy McFarlane? Is that his name?
He's a billionaire? I thought he was like all broke now.
But he created some companies that made him seem like he was super rich and had a lot of investors backing him on
things.
He had
like a credit card at one time for millennials.
Right.
That
I forget what that was called.
Said he was making all kinds of dough.
You know, honestly, if he's such a scam, like it seems like they could have just made this festival happen.
Well, but the problem, I thought, which was, you know, people like Denise, or any one of our promotions team people, they know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. You have to...
Lawyers involved.
It's a collaborative effort. You have to get a lot of people
Everything needs to line up.
Our friend Dan Hirsch does this type of stuff, too, these promotions events. You work your ass off. Day of... If you've done everything right, you watch this event happen.
Yes.
And it unfolds and everyone's happy and all good times. If you haven't, there's a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. And one thing the Netflix documentary makes clear is Billy was not working his ass off. Billy was on private jets, smoking cigars on yachts, hanging out with supermodels. He was not working at all.
If only he had been willing to work. Well, the fire festival could have a whole different story.
What he should have done is hire somebody. There are people who do this. That's my
event
point.
Planners, yeah. Right.
He did hire people. And I think the Hulu side shows more of... Billy's actually on the Hulu one. They interview him, which is so incriminating too. Because they'll back it up with footage that shows that he stood on the table at the festival... Like telling people, just go find a tent. Just go find a tent. It's going to be okay. I'm going to take, he's dealing with thousands of people.
I can't even believe
himself.
He showed up there.
Yeah,
I know.
But he tried to justify himself on the Hulu special.
His credit card was called Magnesis.
Yes.
Oh, Magnesis. That sounds high end.
It means milk of magnesia. I'm going to take your money and you're not going to get anything with this credit card.
Thank you.
It's a disease.
Thank you, Billy.
And both documentaries, they have a lot of interviews with the people who are planning it. And they're pretty much like just... bashing Billy. Yeah. I was hired for this and I knew that this event would have taken 6 months at least or a year, but I had 5 weeks or less or whatever. And yeah, you know,
it was supposed to happen tomorrow. We needed 6 months.
Well, I think the way, and I didn't see the thing. I'll watch it for sure, though. I'm interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the band started backing out because they didn't get their checks, right?
Right.
Yes. That's right.
So that was ultimately.
And the caterer backed out because they didn't get any. Because well, some lady did. Wound up giving $50,000 worth of her own food because she's like, there are thousands of starving people.
That's the most heartbreaking part of the documentary to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty
sad.
That
really made me sad.
Oh.
Like, my heart broke watching.
Because
it's a poor black woman in the Bahamas.
Who, out of the goodness of her heart, fed a lot of those people.
Yeah.
Was she the one behind the piece of lettuce and the piece of cheese?
You know, they show that in the documentary, but they don't show. I mean, you know who the caterer is, but I don't know if that was directly from
that
her.
Lady. I think was paying the employees that were working for her.
Mm-hmm. Out of her
so
own
she
money.
Just felt like, oh man, nobody's getting paid out of this. So she had to pull out of her savings because mm-hmm. she felt like she owed it to these employees that she made do all this stuff.
Right. Just because she wasn't getting paid doesn't mean her employees don't get paid.
And that's at the very end of the documentary.
Spoiler alert.
I know.
The Super Bowl. I think that's happening this weekend.
It is?
Yeah.
Last night, the NFL abruptly canceled Maroon 5's Super Bowl halftime press conference.
Yeah.
I guess that this is it's a tradition. They do this every year, but they're really afraid of the Kaepernick questions, I guess. Because it's a pretty controversial thing this year to play the Super Bowl. A lot of people were like, I wouldn't be affiliated with that in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? These guys are just trying to get in front of a global audience, and I think Travis Scott and Big Boy,
yes,
from Outkast,
mm-hmm.
is also doing it. So it was canceled. So that they're saying, because it's been a tradition for years, there's speculation that it was canceled so that Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy wouldn't have to address the Colin Kaepernick questions and the national anthem controversy questions. There's no real comment officially. The NFL said the acts wanted to let their show do the talking. Instead of the press conference, the NFL and the artists are going to do a social and digital media rollout, whatever that means. See what that means. Early yesterday, Maroon 5 and the NFL announced their decision to make a $500,000 contribution to Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. And so I guess if you were waiting for their conference, you didn't get to have it. You know, it's funny because CBS is airing. I don't see any protests against CBS for airing the game, and I don't see any protests against all the advertisers who are going to be advertising on the game. But, you know, these guys are just trying to be part of the big celebration. But we're still watching it. The ANN is amazing. As you are probably well aware, the nerds here at Alice are hard at work, and they have put together...
Okay.
Bingo card for actually 12 different bingo cards for if you're having a Super Bowl party. Everybody gets a bingo card. So there are 12 different ones, and you can play. I guess you just take a little bit of like bean dip, and you know, anytime you want to cross out. Because I don't know people who, you know, those bingo, they're like little squirt bottles of bingo juice.
Oh,
instead
like
of putting
the
a chip
stamps,
on there, like,
the
yeah,
stamps.
The stamps, that's yeah. it. Squirt bottles of bingo juice.
Ink stamps,
right? That's
yeah.
not what they are.
Like,
you go,
I don't know about that, but I...
Who has those laying around their house? So yeah. you just take a little bean dip or whatever. Uh-huh. So, big game bingo, 2019.
Oh, my God, that is ridiculous.
There are things like anytime Joe Montana's mentioned, an interception, a face-painted fan, delay of game penalty, kickoff that's returned for a touchdown... Joe Namath is mentioned, face mask penalty. Brett Favre mentioned, two-point conversion, a safety, a made field goal. Tom Brady mentioned, that's going to be... Anybody who's got that on their card is psyched. Fourth down conversion. Talking animal in a commercial.
Bingo!
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
B-I-N-G-O.
Juice.
B-I-N-G-O.
Juice.
Bingo.
That's such a... It's such a meme that your brain not working after 50. Like,
right.
Bingo juice squirter thing.
You know, the squirty bottle of bingo juice. What? Y'all knew what I was talking about.
I did, unfortunately.
Yeah, the stamp thing. Right.
Right.
That's what I meant. Yeah, there's some really good ones in here. And there's 12 different ones, so you can go to RadioAlice.com. Look at Alice's Big Game Bingo 2019. Search for that, and it'll pop right up, and you can print out all 12 cards. And that'll be super fun. Mm-hmm. Something really fun. It seemed like you really planned it out. Chance the Rapper stars in Doritos Super Bowl ad, which also features the Backstreet Boys jam, I Want It That Way. Did you have that one ready to go?
I didn't know.
All right.
He's currently wearing an NSYNC shirt. Do you see that?
Texters noticed it.
I got it for Christmas. I'm just wearing it. Because
I realize this is their
But you're a Backstreet Boys guy.
Yeah, they're the same generation, and usually people side with one of the bands.
Yeah, well, which one? You're
I'm
a Backstreet.
Both. That's
you're
like,
both,
really?
Huh?
You know, it doesn't matter to me. Did you like Biggie or Tupac? I liked both a lot. Mm. I actually liked watching them beef. Mm. Why not?
That's why they do it.
Because they died.
Oh, well, I didn't like that part. That was really tragic. But
yeah.
And we went there. But, you know, all the girls that freaked out over NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, I enjoyed watching that. So I was like, who cares?
You know, I just like the songs, man. I just like the art. Fire, my one.
It's the one, anyway.
Desire. So I guess Chance the Rapper's in some Doritos ad. People start yelling at him. He's a sellout. Yeah, selling out everywhere I go. Coke Super Bowl ad is animated, and it's not actually a Super Bowl ad. Remember, we were talking about how this is the first time in forever that Coke isn't buying time during the show. They are, but they did buy the spot apparently right before kickoff. I guess it's slightly less money, which I don't know why.
Someone wrote in and said that Pepsi has a deal with the NFL. And that's why Coke.
And maybe that's why Coke said no.
Right.
Why would we pay for it?
If you're going to give
the Super Bowl
a contract
halftime,
to Pepsi, then we're not going to participate.
You know, we sent people to that Pepsi, to all the Pepsi events, and I think it is the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
So maybe Coke is like, well, screw you. You don't get our
$15 million. That's exactly what people were texting us.
Well, Coke Super Bowl ad is animated. It draws inspiration from Andy Warhol. And they're preaching a message of diversity and inclusion. They're actually saying here Coke got cheap this year, but what you just said makes a lot more sense.
Right.
So it's not actually going to air during the game. It's going to be on right before it. I think I'm out of time. This is a nothing. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Broken hearts are sad.
Oh, they are sad.
Story.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast. Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After these,
it's Sarah and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855 Jumpstart today and get started on a new healthy you.
All right,
855 Jumpstart.
Like a new healthy me.
Here's what's happening. Okay. The Super Bowl is this Sunday. Maybe you've heard.
I have.
Here's a couple Super Bowl fast facts for you.
All right.
If you've ever wondered why players shout they're going to Disney World after the Super Bowl, it's because back in 1987, Phil Simms took $75,000 to shout, I'm going to Disney World after on field.
What are you
going to
do next?
Moments after the New York Giants won. And it's been a tradition ever since.
Mm. So nobody else has gotten paid?
No, I think they all get paid.
They all get paid for it.
That was
so
the
it's
start
like
an
automatic, as in like they don't even have to have a contract set up. If you do it, you get money.
I think it's one of those things that are in, and I don't even know if they do it still. Like, will they do it this year? I don't know. But I
is that on the bingo card?
It was in place. It's a contract in place with the NFL.
Ah,
that a player from the winning team will do it. They must have some handler run in and be like, we've chosen you.
Mm.
Here's the card. You need to say this.
Right.
Now. We're rolling. Go. Yeah. That's all it takes.
Absolutely.
Boom. Whatever that costs.
Man, money.
It's got to be a lot more than $75,000 now, though.
I was going to say. Hell, for $75,000, not a whole bunch I wouldn't scream into a camera.
The Pats are going to their 11th Super Bowl more than any other team, but they've not won the most. Who has?
Who's won the most Super Bowls?
Oh, how about the Cowboys?
No.
Nope.
Is it Human Steelers?
It is the Steelers.
Oh, freaking Steelers.
But they have the record.
Steelers, well, what do they have? Five?
Six.
They have six.
Oh, they have six.
I don't know why you keep saying five. When
I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting
told
how many.
You yesterday, too.
So will we tie them? Or?
You will tie them. Okay. You will tie the number one team in the NFL.
Great.
What?
Number one team.
A new Vince Lombardi trophy is handed out every year, and they're made by Tiffany and Company.
Oh,
out of
so they're
sterling
fancy.
Silver. Each one weighs about 7 pounds.
Oh,
that's it?
That's surprisingly light.
I know. I was thinking a lot more than that, like at least double digits.
So those things tarnish over time. You got to keep
them. Because they're silver?
Yeah. Silver turns black.
Yeah, you'd think they'd go platinum, right?
You would. Does that not tarnish? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't have anything.
I'm not
platinum.
A jewelry guy.
Yeah.
Yet.
But I guess, you know, if you've won a
yet?
Oh.
Well, I'm gonna have to wear one of those things,
yeah,
right?
You are.
You're gonna go
wedding
platinum.
Ring.
I don't know what I'm gonna go.
Oh. Go platinum. What the hell? Do it. What's her band made out of? Because it will match that. It should match that.
It's platinum.
Oh. Well then there you go. You guys will have platinum rings. That's great. You'll have a little ring of platinum. I like it.
They don't gotta match. You and your rules.
They do. Well, hers have to match, for sure.
Her well, hers does, but John and I have completely different rings.
Oh, what's he wearing?
Yeah, I believe he has a platinum one, and mine is gold.
Oh.
Huh. All right.
Huh. Oh, well.
The polar vortex.
You know, when you talked about that trophy.
Yes.
I was watching the Pro Bowl over the weekend. Did anybody watch that?
No. I didn't watch that. No.
It was just on the background. So this happens at the end, where he gives out this trophy. He breaks it.
He goes,
everyone jumps in
trophy.
To help out.
The whole production was just so ghetto. Oh, I was like, man, they got all these stars, but
that is ridiculous. He picks it up by the top, which is kind of a ring. Like, it looks like a handle. Like, he could pick it up and hand it, and the thing just lifts. It just breaks right off.
That's TV, folks. That is TV.
That is a cheap-ass trophy. I guarantee that one's made out of something besides sterling silver.
Anyway, as the polar vortex chills the nation, there are tons of flight cancellations and also, in some cases, no postal delivery.
Right. They're making everyone stay inside.
Just be aware of that.
It's colder than Mars, Vinny said.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You may be aware if you have young kids or you're an aunt or an uncle or I don't know.
Any exposure
paying any
to children.
Kind of attention at all. Children have become screen addicts.
Yeah.
They're abandoning their friends, hobbies, and a major report is warning today that they're getting way too much screen time.
Yeah.
Researchers found that under five, spend an hour and 16 minutes a day online, and their screen time rises to 4 hours and 16 minutes when gaming and television are included.
Wow. Under 5 years old.
An hour and 16 minutes a day online.
Bryn's kid, he let her use his phone. And
Cameron can already use.
Yeah, but that was it was towards the end of the meal, right?
It was.
I tried like the whole time, and she was really good. She was hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys met for crab.
We
went to dinner Saturday night.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
You went
to
what?
He came over to, he said stuffed our faces.
Oh, I thought you said stuffed our faces.
San Carlos Bar and Grill. Bryn came over and we had the chili crab.
Chili crab.
It was delicious.
So good.
Yeah, so she was really good the whole time. Like, she's sitting there, we're having fun, we're talking, Yuzette's playing with her. And towards the end, she started getting a little grouchy.
Right.
Yeah, and so I was like, all right, here's the time where I hand her the phone and she just got sucked right and she just sits there and like stares at it. I'm like, oh,
and
man.
Holds it like,
I feel bad as a parent.
She's
I'm like
strong and doesn't want to give it back to
well,
you.
No.
I say, watch.
What do? You set it on like some kind of a video or something and she knows to keep her fingers off the screen
no,
to stop it?
That's the discovery that I made over my last vacation. It's called guided access. Know about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So for your iPads and your iPhones, there's this function under general settings where you can make it so that if you touch it, nothing happens unless you touch the home button 3 times, you touch the side button 3 times, and then you enter in a passcode. You set those passcodes as...
So you can put it on a video, and she can be entertained by that, and she doesn't know how to exit out of it.
Or that's
and she can't screw
it. That's exactly it,
up.
Because you can give a kid...
Thank God. So now I can walk away.
Now you can just leave them.
Right.
I learned that on the plane from another passenger. And I was like... Oh, you're the best. She was saved my life, too.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. What did we used to do before screens?
Parents used to go crazy. Listen to the lady who said, it saved my life too.
Oh, my God.
Youngsters age 12 to 15 average nearly 3 hours a day on the web, plus 2 more hours of watching TV.
Wow.
The study said YouTube was a near permanent fixture of many young lives.
Oh, my kids know all the stars on YouTube. They, you know, names will come up and I'll text one of the kids like, do you know who this person is? And they're like, yeah, everyone knows who that is.
7 in 10.
Awful.
So 70% of those aged 12 to 15 take their smartphones to bed and use them.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. If they have one, they have it with them at all times. It's their everything.
Children are watching people on YouTube pursuing hobbies that they did not do themselves and are now just watching people do stuff,
yeah,
whether it's gaming or otherwise.
Terrible.
A growing number of parents also admitted to researchers that they've lost complete control of their kids' online habits.
Well, you're finding out. It is a major effort to make any kind of impact, barring having no screens in the house, because mom and dad have a screen. And the temptation is at the end of the meal, as the kids, you're just trying to enjoy yourself. So you set it up with the parental control, whatever it is, and you hand it off. And then you've got another minute to sit back. Being a parent is exhausting. Mm-hmm. But I can absolutely see that getting away from you. It's just the struggle. You know, changing the password to your Wi-Fi every night. That sucks.
Yeah.
And then you forget what it is. And now no one has the internet. Did you watch that movie WALL-E? It's a Pixar movie.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, that is my greatest fear right there.
It's awful, mm-hmm, and still a very good movie.
It's a great movie, but what it says about humanity is chilling. Because it's so true.
Well, right. We're just blobs in that movie, mm-hmm, in the future.
We float in chairs.
Broken hearts hurt.
Oh, they are so painful. They are actually physically painful.
Wow.
Oh. If you're going through a broken heart right now, you feel it. You can feel your heart. Oh, your poor heart.
Singles are currently feeling it coming on. It comes on in late January every year as Valentine's is around the corner and they are painfully aware they're alone.
Oh, you poor thing. Oh. So lonely. So lonely, so lonely and sad we are alone. Oh, it's so un-PC.
If you're going to be single this Valentine's Day in New York, they've come up with a great idea. The Bronx Zoo, actually a zoo in London, has also decided to do this as well. For a few bucks, you can name one of their cockroaches after your ex-partner, ex-girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Oh.
They'll even print out a certificate that makes it official that this cockroach is named
Jim Smith.
What? Whitey. Or whatever.
Yeah. Whoever your ex is. Whoever you hate.
So, you know, I don't know if that's very becoming.
It's, you know what? If it makes you feel better, you do it. Your poor little broken heart.
Broken heart. What's behind this scab? My heart.
Hooman, do you feel the Valentine's crunch on right now, or are you above that now?
The worst is Christmas. Valentine's is a far, far, far second.
Mm. But you do feel it. It's far second. But
I mean, barely. Like, listen, once you can get through December, you're golden for 11 months.
And you're through it. You made it. Did you have moments of sadness?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
You did?
Why do you think I jump on a plane and go to South Africa, Korea, Hong Kong?
Where'd you go this year, though?
Trying to get away from my heart. I was here.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. So I was like, I'm saying it. I got through it, and beautiful. Life is good.
When did that girl say no to you? Was that before or after Christmas?
It was before.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to sneak one in.
Trying to get a new girl right before the holidays, and she just...
She's
not
still
texts. Interested.
She still messages. She's like, miss you. Love to hang out. Like,
oh, you should say, I have absolutely no interest in doing that.
And I just wrote back. I go, miss you too. Here's a sermon to listen to.
Do you know her from church?
No. Well, she's not a Christian, but I send her sermons anyway. I don't know her from church. I don't date anyone at church. That's very messy. I want my church. That's, I want to be at peace with everybody.
But so someone who does not go to church gets sermons from you texted occasionally?
Oh, yeah, fun. Absolutely. It's the kind of friend I am. Don't want to discriminate.
All right. Here's another hurting heart story for
not
you.
Not another one, Vinny.
There's a video going viral now on Twitter. It appears to have taken place in South Africa.
Oh.
Where a man in a tux can be seen desperately trying to calm down a woman in a wedding dress while the woman who appears to be set to marry him is looking on. The chaotic scene is what? Actually a man on his wedding day whose side piece showed up in a wedding gown too.
Yeah. Like, choose me. We can do this right now.
Well, I think she was just trying to bust up his game.
Uh-huh. Well, and probably, you know, she's ready for anything in case he decides she's the one for him. That is.
I don't know where the video.
So
maybe
they,
Brin
so they
can
don't
find
get
it.
Married, right? So no,
right here,
no
it's
marriage
just,
happens.
It's, the audio isn't worth it, but so she just kind of just jumps in and he's
two brides. Oh, and now he's gonna take her off to the side to talk to her. Oh, good. Oh,
oh
so God,
sad.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is pretty.
Oh, that poor girl.
Anyway, it looks like that wedding day didn't go exactly as planned.
Did they end up getting married?
I'm going to guess no, but...
but there's a big audience there.
Well, sure.
A good amount of people
all the
up,
families
so.
Are there. They didn't realize he had this side piece going right until she showed up in a wedding gown. That's rough. That's a good one, though.
I don't have. I don't have if they... I don't have if they married or not.
They couldn't have, Vinny. That hat, right? If you're standing up there
know.
With Dusty
well,
and all
I'm
of a sudden...
Is it his side piece or is just an ex-girlfriend?
Oh.
There's
I hope
a scene.
It's just an ex-girlfriend.
I'll
they
still
got
marry
married.
You if it's an ex-girlfriend.
Well, there's a scene in one of the books we read. It's a wedding scene. And it's so crunchy that she's getting married to this guy, and the guy that she works with, who she clearly really likes, comes crashing in sort of in a... It's a big part of the book.
Right.
But then she goes from being pretty somber and pretty dour to lights up like, he made it to my day. And then she realizes, oh, I do. Right. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you? Yeah, I do.
And she goes through with the whole wedding. Meanwhile, this is so obvious a sign she loves this other guy.
Mm-hmm. And they both have in their head, he's like, I should tell her to just run away with me right now. And she's like, what would I do if he said, run away with me right now?
Isn't it trippy?
Really trippy.
Oh, I feel sorry for the guy that she married.
What, don't.
Don't.
That
he's
guy
a jerk.
He is awful.
He's a jerk.
She should not have married
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I'm not into that guy at all.
That was a situation where the ball was rolling and she just went, I guess I have to do this. Oh, God, those
Oh, and that's
so
why
good.
I brought it up. So my point is, I wonder if the bride, like, knows, like, has it her wits about her enough to be like, all right, well, we're not doing this right now. I'm stopping the ceremony and we're going to sort this crap out.
Right. Or if she's like, everyone flew to be here. I
right.
guess I'm going.
Oh, well, there's probably
this.
A wedding planner going, listen, there's another party coming up in 35 minutes. We got to get this part done and get
yes.
everyone off to the next.
Uh-huh.
There's schedules.
There are schedules.
Or you could just say, let's just have a party. We're not doing this part.
By the way, if
let's
you're,
go have a party.
If you're wondering, yeah, I know. Let's just do that anyway. Yeah. If you're wondering what books we're talking about, these are the Robert Galbraith
yes.
Cormorant Strike books. It's actually J.K.
They're
Rowling
so
who wrote them. They are absolutely great. Solid mysteries with characters you care so deeply about. Start with number one,
right.
which is Cuckoo Calling.
Yeah, and there's four now?
Four.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, my God, they're great. And then when you're done reading them, there's a show on TV. That it's pretty good. It's not bad.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
209 says, Dear Alice family, I've been having a really rough January. I've been denied a promotion I deserved after 8 years for a stupid reason. I continue to hate my hour and a half commute one way.
Oh, God.
I've struggled financially, been depressed about never being able to afford a home in the Bay Area and had issues with my boyfriend of 4 years. Still together, but struggling.
I hate that guy.
All this has been weighing heavily on me and still bringing me down. Sarah, squirt bottles of bingo juice made me laugh so hard for the first time in I don't know how long.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you
so
for
glad
being
my senility
so wonderful.
Is helping you.
You make my life better.
Oh, thank you for listening. And I, you know, I that's exactly what I want to hear from people. We're so happy to be a part, even in a tiny way, of your life. It's an honor to serve you.
The bingo juice squirt bottle thing is called a dabber.
Oh, a dabber. Oh, that is what it's called, a dabber.
The number of people that wrote in is shocking.
Yeah. Well, they all know what I was talking about, and they're trying to help me with my dumbiness.
My cousin, Lethy, texted me, and she goes, she says she keeps two in her purse at all times.
In case a bingo game breaks out. I love bingo.
I was like, oh, for work? And she's like, no, bingo.
For bingo.
I'm crazy for bingo.
I love bingo.
I haven't played bingo since elementary school, I don't think.
Yeah, the last time I played was with all the old people in Marco Island with my mom. Mm. We had a ball. You know, the great part about it is that, like, you're there, you're playing, you're having fun with the game, but you're sitting with all these, you know, other people, and everyone's looking at everyone else's card, and you're having some drinks, and it's great.
If I printed out 12 of the bingo cards that Brad did on RadioAlice.com, so if I could go somewhere, I'm going to bring these with me and have people play with me.
Well, you better go get some dabbers so you have bingo juice on hand.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I'm sure you can get them anywhere, right?
I'm not even kidding. There's pages and pages of support for the bingo dabber.
Yeah.
Hey, so
and the squirt bottles of bingo juice joke.
What do you think? Like a just a drugstore, a Rite Aid, or something?
Just an Office Depot or anything like that?
Oh yeah, little bingo dabbers.
Staples. I see it on Amazon right here.
Oh, well, that's I might need that for tonight. So of course, oh my God, look at those! They're so pretty. Amazon has the best ones. All right, we're gonna take a break. I mean, at least I feel like we should.
Yeah.
We have a big death. I've got a thing about Las Vegas, which is always fun. And we'll try to get to some Big Brother as well, right after these on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.